Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，平安。
Today we continue the sermon series on 1 Peter. Today is 1 Peter chapter 3.
今天的讲道继续是彼得前书，彼得前书第三章。
1 Peter chapter 3, we'll be reading from verse 18 to 22.
彼得前书第三章第十八节到二十二节。
Verse 18, For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous.To bring you to God, he was put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit. After being made alive, he went and made proclamation to the imprisoned spirits. To those who were disobedient long ago when God waited patiently in the days of Noah while the ark was being built. In it, only a few people, eight in all, were saved through water. And this water symbolizes baptism that now saves you also.Not the removal of dirt from the body, but the pledge of a clear conscience towards God. It saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at God's right hand, with angels, authorities, and powers in submission to him. Now, 2 months ago, at the start of this Peter and Jude sermon series, Dr. Hock-Seng gave us an introduction into an intertestamental Jewish literature known as 1st Enoch.
在两个月前，我们开始讲彼得书、犹太书信的系列之前，福成博士为我们讲解了两月中间史这个犹太文学中的一本书，叫做《以诺书》。
That was really helpful because although Peter and Jude, both made quite a few references to such literature, they are so unfamiliar to us, even to pastors as well.
那是很有帮助的，因为这个彼得书和犹大书有几处都提到这些书记所记载的一些事情。而这些事情对大部分的人来说，包括牧师传道都是很陌生的。
Now, if you have missed that talk, then I encourage you to check out the notes that can be found in our church website.
如果您错过了这个讲座，我鼓励你到教会的网站去参阅一下。
Fortunately for us, we also happened to revisit the whole story of Noah in great detail about 2 years ago.
那两年前我们也有讲过这个挪亚的故事，这个是很详细的讲解过了。
So that particular sermon series is also in our website, and that will be a useful online series we have as well.
那一次有关挪亚的这个讲道系列也在我们的网站，那么很好的，你可以上去参考这个资源。
But however, for the benefit of today's passage, I will now rehash some of the key elements in the story that is found in 1st Enoch.
为了更明白今天早上的经文，让我再重复一下这个以诺书的故事的一些的重点。
And you can think of this, listening to this story of First Enoch as some kind of like a fan fiction of the story of Noah.
那你在听这个故事的时候，就把它当成是另外一个作者在重述关于这个挪亚故事的，给予另外一个版本。
So the story began in ancient times, the times of Noah.
那时候这个古时代神话故事是这样开始的。
And there is this angels who desired the beautiful daughters of human.
就说到天使，他爱上了人类美丽的女儿。
So there were these 200 angels who bind themselves to an oath, and then they went and take human wives for themselves.
所以就有200位天使，他们发誓说要娶人的女子为妻。
And then after that, they teach dangerous arts that produce violence and evil on earth.
因为他们就教导了很多危害人类的一些武术，就在地上就出现了很多暴力和邪恶的行为。
Then God decides to destroy the earth with a flood.
然后神就决定要以洪水消灭地上万物。
Eventually, the angels were bound and they were thrown into a dark place, and that is where they will await their final judgment.
最后这些天使都被囚禁了，然后就丢到一个黑暗之处，等待终极的审判。
And this pronouncement of doom.To these fallen angels was done by Enoch himself.
那么这个要向堕落天使宣告审判的，就是这个以诺本人来执行的。
Now, what is different in Peter's version of this story is that it is the resurrected Jesus who eventually make this proclamation of victory and judgment to these imprisoned spirits.
彼得的版本跟这个故事有所不同呢，就是这个宣判胜利还有审判的这个人呢是复活的耶稣。
And it is the same Jesus who then went on into heaven and is at God's right hand.
而就是这个耶稣，就是那位已经进到天上，在神右边的耶稣。
And here is critical here, with all angels, authorities, whatever powers, they are now all in submission to him.
这里很重要，就是说众天使有权势的、有能力的，都服从了他。
And so, if I were to sum up, what is the purpose of referencing this story that is found in First Enoch?
所以让我来总结这个故事，故事的目的或者重点的话，我会这样说。
It is to declare there is this final victory that is to Jesus.
就是要宣告在耶稣基督里有最终的得胜。
The final victory of Christ.
最终的得胜在基督耶稣里。
At the final finale of the story, it is Jesus who triumphs over all evil, spiritual, or whatever cosmic force there is.
在故事的最终的结局，说是耶稣胜过所有的邪恶、灵界、宇宙的势力。
He has the ultimate power over all of them.
他有终极的权力胜过这一切。
He has victory over them.
他胜过一切。
Now, if this is the purpose of the story,
如果这是故事的重点。
We might be wondering to ourselves.
或许你会在想
All this sounds like a very much like a fairy tale of angels and demons and so on. What is it got to do with us?
那这个听起来有什么天使啊、魔鬼这个童话故事跟我有什么相关呢？
I think in some ways it's relevant to us. It's very much the same as its relevance to the very first listeners of Peter's letter.
我想对我们而言，这个故事呢，就好比对当年这个第一代的信徒，也就是彼得书信的听众，有同样的那个关联。
In a way, for these first listeners of Peter's letter, their concerns in life were likely not about all these imprisoned spirits of the ancient days. Why would they care about that?
当年那些第一批的信徒哦，他们所关注的同样也不是那些古代的被囚禁的这个邪灵啊、幽灵等等。
But however, just like the days of Noah, they also experienced, metaphorically, the terrors of all the chaotic waters that they were feeling.
但是就正如那个挪亚时期一样，他们也正在经历一些令人家很恐惧的一些混乱、动荡。
They also struggle with major forces that seems to be beyond their control, and they feel all these forces as just mere humans.
他们也是因为处在一些很重大的势力当中而在挣扎，而这些势力是超乎他们的人的能力能够掌控、能够胜过的。
And instead of having a disobedient angels, their suffering can come in the form of persecution from the Roman political powers.
虽然讲的不是说这个堕落的天使，但是他们的受苦可以来自是他们对抗的那些那个罗马政治力量。
From an emperor who sees himself as semi-divine.
可以来自一个罗马皇帝把自己看成是一个神。
From an unjust and oppressive class system.
他们的受苦可以来自一个不公义压迫人的一种阶级系统。
And from enemies of God who threaten God's people with brute strength and very perverted values.
或者是来自敌对神的那些人，而是以暴力、以这个扭曲价值观的势力来恐吓神的子民。
And so you can feel for them in their helplessness and their seeming defenselessness, such a story would be a very comforting assurance of the truth.
所以你可以感受到子民那种无助感、那种没有能力反抗的情况，而这个故事就正是一个安慰人心的确据。
The truth that God's salvation for His people can overcome all these powers.
因为这个故事宣告了一个真理，就是说神的子民和神的救恩能够胜过一切的恶势力。
That the truth that the final victory belongs to God.
最终这个胜利是属于神的。
That even though all these evil powers may seem strong now, but the true power lies in God.
说虽然恶势力现在看起来是很有能力，但是全能的神是在掌控一切。
Now, similarly for us, I doubt we are very much worried by all these angels and demons today.
所以同样的，我猜我们今日我们可能不是那么关注这个天使魔鬼的故事。
And fortunately, unlike Peter's time, we now live free from direct persecution because we live in a land of religious freedom.
而我们也不跟这个彼得的时期不大相同，因为我们没有受到这直接的逼迫，因为我们居住的环境有宗教自由。
But even in this day and age.
但是同样的，在今天这个时日，
we can also sense sometimes helplessness and defenselessness against the powers of this world.
你和我都能够感受到这种无助感，这个无能力抵抗恶势力的这种感受。
Powers that represent chaos, that represent rebellion, that represent moral depravity.
就是那种代表混乱、悖逆、道德败坏的势力。
What could you do when the Russians come rolling in with their tanks and their anti-aircraft missiles?
当这个俄罗斯开着坦克车驱路的时候，当他们发射导弹的时候，你该如何回应呢？
And how would you deal with all the racial rage that is burning in Ferguson, Missouri?
在美国这个密苏里州那个种族主义的愤怒，你该如何回应呢？
Now, I'm personally not fond of prescribing spiritual reasons to what is naturalistic human evil.
对于这种我个人认为是人为的或者自然发展的恶的事情，我本人不太喜欢给予所谓的属灵或者灵异的讲解。
And so I'm just interpreting all this as purely symbolic. They are just symbolic of the powers of evil.
所以我解读这些为纯粹是反映了恶势力或者敌对神旨意的一种现象。
They are just symbolic of forces that are against God's will, God's will for order and justice in this land. These are just symbolic of these forces that are anti-God.
他们反映了这种敌对神的一种势力，就是敌对神的旨意，神所要这世界有秩序、有公义的这个旨意。
I'm reminded of what this British writer Arthur C. Clarke said in his third law of prediction.
英国作家 Arthur C. Clarke 有说过这个所谓的关于预测的第三个律例。
He says any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic.
他说这个很先进的科技跟魔术其实很难区别的。
And if you think about it, you know, who needs fallen angels and demons in this modern day when we ourselves already have tons of weapons of mass destruction?
那你想一想，对啊，我们今天这个时候我们还需要讲天使魔鬼吗？因为我们现在讲的就是说有很大批的这些杀伤力很强的武器。
Who needs angels and demons when we have giant financial institutes which greed and fall can easily cripple and trigger a country's economic downfall?
我们还需要天使魔鬼吗？我们今天有这种很雄厚的金融机构能够搞垮整个全球的经济。
Who needs angels and demons when fear and disinformation can easily go viral in today's communication?
现在这个媒体啊，这个沟通管道，可以掀起很多那种秩序哦，那种错误的资讯，令人提心吊胆。
Any of this,
任何一项这些事情
can trigger an avalanche of chaos that will overwhelm our world today.
都可以启动很大的混乱，能够压倒我们的世界。
And so we feel small and weak.
所以让我们感到很 微弱，很渺小。
Our individual efforts against the huge problems, for example, the escalating climate change, seems to be so feeble.
比如说，面对这个全球化气候改变的这个重大问题，我们个人的力量看来是何等的渺小。
But to each of us who perseveres on God's side,
但是对于每一个人，每一个你和我，当我们是执意要坚守神的旨意。
The moral of the story remains for us.
这个故事的教导还是一样的。
That no matter how much it seems like the scales are tipped in favor of violence and sin and uncontrolled forces of corruption.
就是无论这个看起来这个暴力啊、罪恶、贪婪，看起来是如何的无法控制。
This imbalance of power will one day eventually be overturned.
这个不平衡的势力，看来不平衡的势力始终会改变的。
And God will lead.To the victory of his people.
神会领导他的子民得胜。
Whether it is during the time of Noah,
无论是挪亚时期，
or in the example of Jesus himself,
或是耶稣基督的榜样，
they point to the same theological truth.
他们都指向同样的神学真理。
Vindication.
平反。
The day that you will be proven right all along in your faith in God.
有一天你对神的信靠，这个正确的信靠，那一天将到来了。
However, as I was preparing this message about vindication and ultimate victory,
当我在准备这篇有关平反、有关终极胜利这个信息的时候，
I'm reminded of its similarities with some other religion as well.
我也关注到有其他宗教有相同之处。
Indeed, it's common amongst religion to talk about this afterlife vindication as some kind of payoff for your earthly life.
其实很多宗教都在讲这个死后的平反，把它看为是一种今生的一个回报。
For example, for some people, their idea of vindication can come in the form of a better reincarnation into the next life, for example.
比如对一些人来说，这个死后的平凡哦，这个平凡的意义就是为了有更好的轮回，在为了下一生能够过得更好。
Now I may be oversimplifying here, but Islam, for example, also have their version of paradise for their believers.
就容许我可能比较简单化的说一说，那个回教他们也有他们有关这个天堂的说法。
Now I'm personally not a fan of this, but if you were into the joy of 72 virgins, for example.
比如说我个人是没对这个没有什么兴趣了，但是他们会讲到说死后有这个72童女的这个相信哦，这个相信这个女子的相伴 ，Yeah.
That could be a message of vindication for you.
或许对某些人这个是一个平凡的好的消息。
So I did some research into the reliability of such claims.
所以我对这个教导的可信度也做了一些研究。
But what I discovered was a bit too sexually explicit to say in a sermon.
让我发现这些东西太露骨了，然后再在讲台就不方便说了。
And it's also a matter that is being hotly debated among Islamic scholars.
而这种教导这个说法，其实在回教学者自己当中也在争论着。
But no matter its accuracy, unfortunately, it has led to this 72 virgin concept to be widely used to entice Muslim into carrying out martyrdom operations for Islam.
但是无论是真是假，这个72个童女这个说法还是很广泛的用来诱使回教徒进行这个捍卫回教的自杀性的行动。
And so this message of vindication has its own inherent danger.
所以原来这个平反的信息，它自己本身有其危险性的。
It may lead one to conclude that therefore the end justifies the means.
它能够使到人做出一种错误的结论，就是说只要为了达到目的，可以任何手段都可以。
I can do whatever it takes in this life as long as I get what I need in the afterlife.
只要我能够得到我来生所要的那个好处，那么我今生做什么都可以。
And it also happens in church history as well.
其实这样的事情在教会历史当中也发生过。
So in the Middle Ages, for example, this Pope Urban II, he made a promise to the soldiers who would volunteer themselves for the First Crusade.
所以当年呢，那个教皇 Urban II, 他曾经也应许过了第一次出征的十字军，他这样子说。
He said in his speech, "All those who die by the way, whether you by land or by sea."
在招募这个演讲的时候，他说，凡是在对抗不幸的人而征战的人，无论是死在路上、海上
，or in battle against the pagans, you will have immediate remission of sins.
或者是在战场上对抗敌人的时候，只要你死去的时候，你立刻就罪得赦免。
Basically, Urban II is offering the forgiveness of sins in exchange for military service.
所以基本上，教皇是对那些从军的人说，只要你从军的话，你就可以获得罪得赦免。
Now, with an offer like that, it was no surprise to find that the worst criminals of those times joining the crusades in order to get into heaven.
那么这个这样好的优待哦，很难怪啊。那时候那些罪恶极深的罪犯都去从军了。
At the Holy Land, well, they pillaged, they slaughtered everything in sight, thinking that their salvation will be further secured.
所以在圣城耶路撒冷城，他们就任意的抢夺杀害一切，因为他们相信已经得救，可以进天堂了。
However, I think here that Pope Urban II and those crusaders have gotten it totally wrong.
但是我相信，其实那个教皇哦，包括那些十字军，其实已经都完全错误了。
This is not what the message of vindication and victory is about.
因为平反和得胜的信息不是这样说的。
We must be extremely wary of attempts in using vindication as a reward for acts of violence against others.
我们要谨慎小心，不要让人用这个平凡的信息作为一种奖赏，给予我们去对他人施行暴力。
In fact, I would say that it's the exact opposite.
其实应该是正好的相反。
When we examine our passage today, you will see that the message comes within a context.The context of doing good.
当你在详细查考今早的信息的经文的时候，你可以看出它的背景是在讲行善。
And so Peter says to his church, Finally, all of you, you be like-minded, be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate and humble.
所以彼得在第八节说，总的来说，你们要彼此同心，要互相体恤，要亲爱相兄弟，满有温柔，存心谦卑。
Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult.
不要以恶报恶，不要以辱骂还辱骂。
On the contrary, repay evil with blessing, for to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing.
反倒要祝福，因为你们就是为此蒙召，好叫你们承受福气。
So what Peter is actually trying to impress upon them is that yes, in the process of doing good, you may suffer unjustly.
所以彼得是在教导他们说，在你们行善的过程当中，你们或许会遭受到不公义。
You may feel that you're not immediately getting your well-deserved returns for all your good deeds or your good intentions. Yes, that's true.
或许你会感受到我的好意图、我的好行为没有获得立刻的回报，这是真的。
But all these are inconsequential for the true believers.Because we know that the ultimate vindication is a certainty.
但是对于这个真正的信徒来说，这些事情都无关紧要，因为信徒已经知道最终的得利已经属于他们了。
This is why you are given the message to tell you that this victory for good, this fight for good, has already been won.
这就是为什么今天彼得给你这个信息，就是说你的胜利已经是属于你的，已经获得了，赢得了。
And therefore, our Christian hope doesn't work.As a form of means and end, it doesn't work that way.
所以基督徒的盼望不在于所谓的手段和结局目标。
We don't do this or that in order to get what we want for the afterlife.
我们不是为了来世要得到什么而在今生做这个做那个。
This is to tell you that this is a victory already, regardless of your good deeds. Simply is a victory simply by the grace of God.
这里是告诉我们，这个胜利已经蒙得到了，而且这个胜利是纯出于神的恩典。
And so it is not a matter of means and ends.
所以不是手段与结局的意思。
Instead of saying that the end justifies the mean, I prefer to say that the end justifies the meaning.
与其说我们为了后果而不择手段，我选择说是因为我们的后果结局，所以我们所做的才有意义。
Our acts of love, our show of compassion, and our choice of repaying good with blessing, all these.Will make greater sense.
我们选择以爱的行为，以仁爱的表现，我们选择以祝福回报恶，那这些东西就更有意义，也更容易明白了。
Knowing that there is vindication that is already secured, it makes all this much more meaningful.
因为知道最终那个平反和胜利已经掌握在手了，所以这些就更有意义了。
Because we know that the good that we do, all these are not just naive, wishful thinking.
因为我们所行的这些善，不是一种天真的一种行为。
The victorious end is to justify the meaning of our Christian living, knowing that all these will not be in vain.
而是最终这个结局将因为这个结局而给我们目前信徒生活所做的给予这个重大的意义。
Just like the family of eight who are in the ark, by putting our faith in God, we will eventually survive through this stormy weather.
就如当年挪亚时代那方舟里面的八个人，当我们信靠神的时候，我们最终就能安然度过这个暴风雨。
Now, part of the difficulty in understanding Peter lies in his love of mixed metaphors.
那我们去理解彼得书信的一些难处，在于他很喜爱用一些综合的抽象的比喻。
And so from the water in the flood, he then makes a connection to the water used for baptism.
从这个挪亚的洪水，他就接连到洗礼的水。
He says this water symbolizes baptism.
他说这水预表了洗礼。
That also saves you, also not by the removal of dirt from the body, but a pledge of clear conscience towards God.
这水现在也拯救了你们，不是除去肉体的污秽，而是借着耶稣基督的复活，向神许愿，长存纯洁的良心。
It saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
是透过耶稣基督而拯救你的。
Now, here when he says that baptism saves, it doesn't mean that therefore baptism has any special spiritual power in itself.
当这里说洗礼能够拯救人，不是说洗礼本身有什么特别属灵的力量能够救你。
And so Peter specifically first denied that baptism has any cleansing property.
所以彼得就很明确的先否决，他说洗礼没有什么除去污秽的能力。
And he further clarifies that this saving is entirely because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
然后接着就指示说，洗礼之所以能够拯救，是完全因耶稣基督的复活。
So in that sense, the phrase baptism saves is very similar to phrases like, for example, faith saves.
所以这句话说洗礼拯救，就等同于这句话说信心拯救。
Because although the work of salvation is done entirely by God, the phrase will reflect the necessity of a human response to God's grace.
因为虽然说救赎的工作是完全出于神，但是这句话也反映了人必须对神的恩典做出一个适当的回应。
So why did Peter choose to mention baptism here at this juncture of his argument?
那为什么彼得在这个论点的时候提出洗礼这件事呢？
Because one of the spiritual significance of baptism is that it is a pledge of clear conscience towards God.
因为这洗礼的其中一个属灵意义含义哦，就是向神许愿。
This means that baptism is a way in which we express our commitment to God with a pure heart.
就说洗礼呢，是我们向神，我们存着一个纯洁的心，向神一种委身的方式。
Now we may desire the good things that comes from God.
也许我们真的是希望期待从神那里得到什么好处。
We may admire good values.
也许我们欣赏好的价值观。
As you are listening here, maybe you say, "Yeah, that is good." We harbor aspirations for the good life.
或许你在听，你说对啊，这样的东西教导得很好，我也希望期待有这样的生命。
But all these are meaningless without deliberate commitment.
但是若你没有做出刻意的委身，那么这些都毫无意义了。
And so that's why I think this is a very timely reminder from Peter here.
所以彼得今天就提醒我们。
In the ancient story, only those who commit themselves to God and commit themselves to the ark that was prepared, only those will be saved through the water.
古代的故事说，唯有那些他们忠于神，他们委身神托付的人，他们愿意造方舟，这些人才能够度过洪水的灾难。
Similarly for us, we are truly saved only when we hold on and commit ourselves to God.
所以同样的，我们今日我们蒙救蒙得救，是当我们坚守我们忠于神所托付的。
One of the dictionary definitions for baptism is a trying and purifying experience, like an initiation into something.
在这个字典上有一个对于洗礼的定义是说是要经过一轮的艰苦锻炼或者炼净。
Even though that is not the theological definition of the Christian baptism, I happen to like this nuance.
虽然这不是纯粹的神学定义，但是我也蛮喜欢这样的含义。
Because our faith and commitment is only revealed at those trying and purifying experiences.
因为我们的信心，我们的委身，是要透过这些艰难、苦难、这些炼净，不是炼净，那个洁净哈，炼净经历才发现出来的。
Now, when we are faced with suffering, when we are trying to do good,
当我们在为了行善而受苦的时候。
When we are faced with those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ,
当你因为那些诬赖你们这些基督里有好品性的人遇到这样的人的时候，
are you able to go through that with your commitment to God?
你是否还是能够凭着坚守对神的委身和忠诚而度过这些呢？
To stick to your gentleness and respect, to stick to keeping a clear conscience.
而坚持说要用温柔敬畏的心去回答，纯无悔的良心。
And to me, that is the real baptism.
对我而言呢，这才是真正的洗礼了。
When you commit yourself and your faith can withstand and go through with all that.
当你将自己委身，当你将你的信心是可以承受度过这些的话。
That is when you are really initiated into genuine Christian living.
那你才是真正的进入了这信徒生命的一部分。
And Peter personally witnessed how Jesus himself made it through the baptism of suffering just for doing good.
而彼得本身呢，他也见证了耶稣是如何透过洗礼为行善而受苦。
And even though Peter himself might have failed it the first time,
而彼得本身虽然第一次是失败了，
but we know that he eventually made it through as well.
但我们看到他最后也是经过成功了。
Sacrificing his life for the good of others.
他学会了为了他人而牺牲自己的生命。
And so his words to us are not just mere teaching.
所以彼得的话不是单单只是教训而已。
It is demonstrated with his own life commitment.
他必须是透过自己生命的委身而展现出来的。
Our sermon today began with this cosmic battle between good and evil powers of the world.
所以我们今早的讲到开始之前是讲到宇宙间这个善恶势力在世上的 斗争。
But I think the real battle actually lies in each one of us.
但是我想这个真正的斗争是在你和我的心中。
We know that we have to do good.
我们都知道我们必须做好行善。
The struggle is when we have to do good despite suffering unjustly for it.
我们所挣扎的就是说，即使蒙受不公义之苦，还是要行善。
That we have to do good despite feeling that the forces of evil and corruption is so strong and so overwhelming.
就是说，即使遭到这个压迫性的这个这些恶势力的压迫，还有这个腐败的压迫，我们还是要继续行善。
That we will be tempted to fight fire with fire.
我们真的很想是以这个恶势力去斗恶势力。
And very often we feel so powerless just to fight with just doing good.That we feel so powerless with that.
而有时候是要以善来回应，我们真的是感觉到非常的无助无能。
Doing good seems so powerless.
行善行好看起来真的是很无能力。
Now I don't pretend that any of this is easy.
这些都不容易。
But I'm hoping that your Christian faith will make it easier.
但是我希望我们的基督徒的信仰能够使到这些做得更加轻省。
Because knowing the vindication.It will make the life that we have committed ourselves into much more meaningful.
因为知道最终的平反，能够知道我们今生所委身的生活方式能够更加有意义。
We know that all powers are now in submission to Christ.
我们知道最终的恶势力、最终的势力权势都降服，也服从了耶稣基督。
And so we do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult.
所以我们不要以恶报恶，以辱骂还辱骂。
We no longer care about fighting for those kind of earthly temporal victory. They are meaningless to us now.
我们不为这世上那些没有意义的短暂的胜利而去争斗。
We do not do that because we know we already have the ultimate victory.
我们不如此做，因为我们知道最终的胜利已经属于我们了。
We know that we can overcome all powers.Because all powers are now in submission to Christ.
我们知道我们能够胜过一切的势力，因为这些权势力量都降服于耶稣了。
And now, when we fight,
所以当我们现在在征战的，
we fight for the will of God even through suffering.
我们所要争斗的就是要谋取神的旨意能够成就。
We fight.With a will that is for the good of others.
我们要谋取的就是能够为他人得好处的神的旨意。
Now, if you want to know what all this will mean in daily application,
若今天你想知道这个在日常生活中应当怎么样去应用的话
，I can do no better than using the words of Peter himself.
就让我用彼得的话来勉励大家。
And Peter comfort his church, telling them, "Yes, the end of all things is near."
彼得说：“是的，万物的结局已经近了。”
So what you must do is you must be alert and be of sober mind so that you can pray.
所以彼得说：“你们当做的就是要谨慎，要警醒，为的要祷告。”
He says, "Above all, love each other deeply because love can cover over a multitude of sins."
他说：“最重要的就是要彼此切实的相爱，因为爱能够遮盖许多的罪。
What must you do? You must offer hospitality to one another without grumbling.
你能做什么呢？就是互相的接待，而不要发怨言。
Each one of you must use whatever gift that you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms.
你们要按这神所给予的所领受的恩赐彼此服侍，做神各样恩赐的好管家。
If anyone should speak,
要讲道的。
You should do so by speaking the very words of God.
当按着神的圣言而讲。
If anyone serves,
是服侍的。
They should do so with the strength that God provides, so that in all things, God may be praised through Jesus Christ.
就当按着神所赐的力量去服侍，我要在一切事上使神借着耶稣基督得荣耀。
And this last phrase is very key to knowing what.Peter really believes.
最后这句话就是真正明白彼得在说什么。
Peter says, "To him be the glory and power forever and ever. Amen."
因为彼得说，荣耀、全能都是属于耶稣的，直到永永远远。Amen.
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you. We thank you because in you we have the ultimate victory.In you, we renewed our strength and belief to fight for good, to live for good. and to serve one another with good. That despite all things that we might face, troubles that we might have to endure, we continue in this belief, in this life that you have so richly given to us. All this ask in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Brothers and sisters, are you ready? Are you ready to commit yourself to the teaching of our Lord? Are you ready to face a challenge? I was very inspired by today's sermon. I pray that all of you will be read again the sermon and be ready for the challenge ahead. Okay, let's have our offering.
我们一起起立，放一份献词，放一份献词来回应。无论是穷苦啊，爱，主啊，爱我千。
天父，我们感谢你。